N and E.
Okay, the call has officially been made now for a hootenanny in here.
Well, it's a hootenanny.
Hi there, I'm Mary of the Heartland, and this is my Heartland Hootenanny. Welcome back for hour two of today's show here at 99 plus KFMH. Usually I tell you what the original broadcast date for the day's show is, but instead let me just use a piece of historical data to identify when this show was originally recorded. The headline is, boats off Spain's coast are seeing more killer whales touch, push, and even turn vessels. Actually, The number of reported incidents has jumped to more than 200 this past year. So the orcas are now making boats rudderless and leaving them just drifting in the ocean. And I was going to say that I, for one, welcome our new orca overlords, but I can't say it. And also a friend of mine already beat me to it. So anyway, June 17th, 2023 is the original broadcast for today's show. Built to Spill coming up this hour. Music from the Users and the Beths. But of course, the Heartland Hootenanny is mostly based around alt country, cowpunk, Americana, and such. So we always start with some twang, and this one's a little bit of rock and twang. It's Ockerville River. Here's the latest Tufts on the Heartland Hootenanny.
All the latest Tufts, you've got to shrug them off, shut them off with 10,000 tons of truths. You still got to ask for proof.
Fume haze,
building for a new day. Will become of you and me, our love. I wanna shout from the roof, and all these things that just don't do. Will they wait for me and you, or just leave us both behind? I don't know. She said, man, I don't wanna play around with words. I just wanna lay hay with you. I can't solve the problems in this world. It's breaking my brain in two. Hey, baby, don't you know? Our dreams, they are the same. We're waiting on you. Don't want you for your time. They promise you a lie. Say it isn't true. Lately I can tell that you're scared. Well, we're growing up. Said maybe if you change your hair, you'd be good enough for kids I used to know that died. Now they're not around. I wonder what they think of life when they're looking down. Wanna walk to your door, so I head from the store and I ring on your bell, because I see that you are home. And I wait for a while and I look up to the sky, but nobody comes. Back on my feet, I was straight to the place where we were when you said all the words that you meant for me then. Do you still mean them now? Well, I can't see how you do, but I hope that it's so. She said, well, right now you and I, we're getting high, but it don't have to be this way. Maybe I don't wanna say goodbye, but it's all that I aim to say. You're scared. Well, we're growing up. Said maybe if you change your hair, you'd be good enough for kids I used to know that died. Now they're not around. I wonder what they think of life when they're looking down.
Waiting for
to my baby, I'll be feeling alright. I'm a lonely station in the desert tonight. Splice my wires, I wanna get electrified. Plug me into your neon sign. I wanna blast my love, let it amplify. Blast my love, let it amplify. This is the Heartland Hootenanny at 99 plus KFMH. I'm Mary of the Heartland. Eileen Jewell, the name of that artist, and the song is called Winnemucca. We heard the Virgins do Fernando Pando just before Eileen Jewell. And starting off hour two of today's Hootenanny was Arkerville River with the latest Tufts. Nothing else to mention right now. I've had a chance to give a full listen a couple times to the Beth's Expert in a Dying Field CD that I got a couple weeks ago. Absolutely love it. This song is one of those tunes where if you're just kind of listening in the background, you don't notice just how tough the lyrics actually are. But so feel free to listen along. And I love the way they just name it Best Left.
To find out some things are best left to rot. If I knew this, I'd be less down. But I'm already. Yeah.
Yeah, I slept on your floor once in 2004. Now you still get free tickets every time that I tour. Yeah, I'll put you on the guest list. I was grateful for that sleeping location. But it's the fifth year in a row, so what's the statute of limitations? Well, it's easy to say when things are going your way that you don't owe nobody nothing from way back in the day. But you should put them on the guest list if they ask. Say yes with no hesitation. But when it's been a bunch of years, there's gotta be a statute of limitations. Cause when a band's on the road, they get into this mode. If you help us to guest list you, it's an unspoken code. So it's really not a question, it can get you in the concert for free. But some people think one favor gets them on the guest list eternally. And I'm not famous yet, and so I'm always in debt for all the favors I ask. And it's not right to forget, so you should put them on the guest list if they ask. Say yes with warmth and a smile. But if they really like my band, you'd think they'd buy a ticket once in a while. Someone gave me a kiss once in 2006, and when I played that town again, she asked to be on the list. Yeah, I'll put her on the guest list, it isn't such a big obligation. But after 10 years of this, that's when she kissed the statute of limitations. You know I'd be eager, but I'm just not a big leaguer. With a guest list too big, my ticket sales get too meager. And it wouldn't be so bad if you would help us out again and again, kid. But you had only helped us once, and then your privileges got overextended. Well, she's so pretty and sweet, and she took pity on me. She let me sleep in her arms, and so I let her in free. Yeah, of course, she's on the guest list. It's basically the least expectation. But now I've been in a long relationship, so what's the statute of limitations? Well, I couldn't exist without your favors like this. I'm lucky you even care enough to want to be on the list. So you're all on the guest list for feeding us or putting up flyers. But when it gets too out of hand, it's either the statute or the band that expired. Cause when a band's on the road, they get into this mode. If you help us, we guest list you, it's an unspoken code. So it's really not a question, we can get you in the concert for free. But some people think one favor gets them on the guest list eternally.
That's one of the more fun songs that I've heard on the college radio station in the last couple of years. It's called Guest List Song, which seems really, really appropriate. And the artist is Jeffrey Lewis. You're tuned into 99 Plus KFMH, by the way. I'm Mary of the Heartland, and this is my Heartland Hootenanny. Classic Neil Young with Old Man, just before Jeffrey Lewis. And we started things off with the Beths. A song from them was Best Left, and that is something you'll find on their Expert in a Dying Field CD. New Jason Isbell is called Weather Vane. Lots of critical review. What is the word I'm looking for? Lots of praise from the critics for the new Jason Isbell. Been a fan for a long time. I feel like everywhere I turn, now there's a church of Jason, which I hope doesn't work against him because he's a fantastic artist. I've got new Jason Isbell coming up this hour. We're starting it, though, with something. This is pretty mellow, but also I just loved it. Richard Hawley is the name of this artist, and the song is Midnight Train on the Heartland Hootenanny.
I remember knowing who I am. Maybe it'll be alright, but I've got to leave it here. I've got to leave you here. I know I gave no reasons, and nothing here is clear. But what it is I'm feeling, oh, it's giving me the fear. I've got to head away. I've got to get away. It's time that I was leaving as those shadows fall. Midnight train. time, you know I'd leave you running. I just don't fit the world. This is something that I've tried, but it just don't work. Is there some other way? Oh, is there another way? I can't explain a reason, I just don't feel alright. I know I've tried to smile and wave, but I've got no fight left in me, babe. No, not in me, babe. It's time that I was leaving as though the shadows fall on the midnight train. The midnight train. I just hurried down the hall. There's no other way. There's no other way. The time that I was leaving as those shadows fall. Midnight train. The time that I was leaving as that whistle blows. Midnight train.
I'm living in the moment, I'm sleeping through the dream. I step outside in the middle of the morning, and the roses hear the scream.
That's one of my favorites from the new Jason Isbell. Middle of the Morning, the name of the song. Weather Vanes is the name of the CD. And acclaim is the word that I was looking for going into that set. Lots of critical acclaim for Jason Isbell's new album. I get to see him. I get to see him play on July 2nd. My friend Lisa and I are going to go to a concert here in Oregon. And I can't wait to tell you all about it after it's over. We heard Built to Spill do Never All Right just before Jason Isbell and 400 Unit. Richard Hawley, H-A-W-L-E-Y, by the way, not H-O-L-L-Y. Richard Hawley started off that set for us with Midnight Train. Now, I can't remember where I'm at, so let me make sure I've identified everything properly. This is 99 plus KFMH. I'm Mary of the Heartland. You're listening to the Heartland Hootenanny. And by the way, if it's not on KFMH that you're hearing this, if you downloaded the podcast, well, thank you. But you should also thank KFMH for giving me a radio home for the Heartland Hootenanny. So here's another one that's kind of a mellower Americana kind of song. It features Nico Case, but it's by a guy named Fran Healy, and it is Sing Me to Sleep.
Feeling
Come out of that song saying woohoo. Lydia Lovelace has new music coming out. She's back with Bloodshot Records, by the way, too. That's a song called Toothache, and the new album is Nothing's Gonna Stand in My Way Again. So good for you, Lydia Lovelace, on the Heartland Hootenanny at 99 plus KFMH. This hour was kind of my hour for throwing in mellow Americana, mellow AAA kind of songs. And if I use the word mellow one more time, I own it. That was Greg Laswell, anyway, just before Lydia Lovelace, How the Day Sounds. And it came up on the AAA station here in town, one of the community stations. And I was racking my brain trying to figure out where I knew it from. And I think it had been on one of my early Paste magazine samplers back in the olden days when I would get a magazine in the mail and it had a sampler CD with it. That was a real thing, kids. Anyway, Greg Laswell did How the Day Sounds before Lydia Lovelace. We heard from the Users in there. They did Sick of You because we needed some of that kind of emotion somewhere in that set as well. And Fran Healy started things off with Sing Me to Sleep, a song featuring Nico Case. So that's going to be it for hour two of today's Heartland Hootenanny. That's it for the show. I've been playing lots of the new Jason Isbell, but let's go back a couple albums. I believe it was Nashville Sound, Jason Isbell and 400 Unit, I should say. And the song that I really loved on that one is Cumberland Gap. So have a great couple weeks. I'll see you with a fresh show at the end of June.
Swallow. don't sit facing the window.